AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, during a forum at the Summit of the Americas, says dissidents in all societies should have the right to speak out.
I believe we can all benefit from open and tolerant and inclusive dialogue. And we should reject violence or intimidation that's aimed at silencing people's voices.
Obama also welcomed Cuba's participation in the gathering in Panama earlier. The president traded handshakes and cordial greetings with Cuba's president, Raul Castro. Mourners will gather today in Somerville, South Carolina, for Walter Scott's funeral. The 50-year-old black driver was fatally shot by a white police officer after fleeing a traffic stop in North Charleston. Yesterday, a vigil was held for Scott. Elder James Johnson, head of the National Action Network in Charleston, says his group is involved in a voter registration drive as a way to change the city's politics and police.
We no longer will take that anymore. And how we change it? With the ballot.
Scott was stopped last Saturday for driving with a broken brake light and eventually ran from the officer. A woman is dead, hit by a car speeding away from an armed robbery last night in San Francisco. Another pedestrian was hit by the same car full of robbery suspects a few blocks away. This man tells KGO-TV he was on a cable car when the robber's car barreled down the street.
Looked up the hill and watched what appeared to be a black four-door sedan just literally coming over and hitting every bump as it was literally like airborne.
Police say the three men in the car, which was stolen, have pulled off a number of armed robberies over the past 3 days, including three yesterday evening in San Francisco. The car was found abandoned in another part of the city. A man holding dual U.S.-Egyptian citizenship who has been staging a hunger strike has been sentenced to life in prison by a criminal court in Egypt. Mohammed Sultan is the son of a prominent member of the Muslim Brotherhood. This is AP Radio News. People living in tiny Fairdale, Illinois, may have the chance today to see what the tornado damage did to most of their town. It also killed two women. Kelly Newman, who lives in nearby Rochelle, says her home was blown apart.
The debris just kept falling, and before I knew it, there was just a huge cracking, crunching as the whole house just came off.
Jordan Spieth breaks a halfway record heading in today's third round of the Masters.
The 21-year-old picked up right where he left off after an opening 8-under 64, shooting a bogey-free 66. His total of 14-under 130 is a new opening 36-hole record for the Masters. Spieth has taken control with 15 birdies against just one bogey. He has a five-shot lead over Charlie Hoffman, which ties the Masters record for the largest 36-hole lead. Dustin Johnson had a record 3 eagles in his 67. He's among those 7 back. Phil Mickelson is another shot behind. Jim Militello, Augusta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.